Namaste. Welcome to Call and Response Podcasts with Krishnadas, where he shares meaningful stories of his life on the path of his Guru Maharaji and integrating spiritual practice into our everyday lives. Call and Response Podcasts is an offering of the Kirtanmala Foundation. The foundation is dedicated to spreading the teachings of Neem Karoli Baba, a great spiritual teacher of India. If you are interested in supporting this podcast and the work of the foundation, please visit kirtanwalafoundation.org, KIRTANWALLAH foundation.org.
So practice, you got to do practice. I'm sorry, you just have to.
With our eyes open and our hearts open.
But through a practice, you get used to coming back from being gone. It's more like an ability to let go.
Yeah, hi.
So I have a hard time being in love, and when you have like a neighbor that hates you or you hate them, and trying to find that
you
place
love that,
of love.
Though. You love hating that neighbor. It's so wonderful, isn't it?
So we play your music and the neighbor hates it.
Oh, good. Excellent. Play it louder.
And we do. And so we also have another neighbor that her father passed away and she came over crying one day that, you know, thank you for playing your music. So It was totally contradictory to...
Well, put the speakers on that side of the lawn. So, you know, I have this friend who wrote to me and she said, you know, she's breaking up with her husband and it's so painful and she wishes it wasn't happening. I said, well, what's going on? She said, well, you know, I love your chanting. So I played in the kitchen. I played in the living room. I played in the bedroom upstairs. I played in the guest room downstairs all the time. I said, turn that music off and save your goddamn marriage. So we put the speakers only so that one person can hear it. Leave that poor guy alone, you know.
Well, with that in mind, I just wanted to mention how 2019 was the year of practicing humbleness for me because it was how I understood love. How to get into somebody else's shoes in order to understand where they're coming from so that we can all be at peace. Can you speak about humbleness?
I don't know, you know. I'm so humble, it's hard to really talk about it. People say that to me all the time. Oh, you're so humble. And I say, well, I know me. But nobody gets it. They think I'm humble. It's so weird. You know, real humility is the whole thing. Real humility is, you know, so I was in India and I was in a little town called Vrindavan and I was walking down the street and I stepped in a hole in the street and I snapped my leg, my knee like this. And when I woke up in the morning, my knee was like swollen, like huge, right? So I figured I was going to have to go to the hospital. Now, Maharaji had forbidden us to come to the temple before 4 o'clock in the afternoon because the local visa official was harassing him about the Westerners and the politics. He just wanted some money, you know, and Maharaji wasn't going to give it to him, so he was giving him a hard time. So, but I woke up in the morning with this knee, and I thought, I have to go to the hospital down in Mathura, which is the town about 20 miles away. But before I go, I should just tell Maharaji I'm going. So with great difficulty, I walked to the temple, leaning on a friend of mine, you know, and I limped in, you know, like this. And he was sitting all alone, sitting on this cot, tucket, they call it, in the middle of the courtyard, completely empty, big courtyard, and he's right in the middle of it. And there's one Indian guy sitting with him. So I kind of limped up, you know, and I pranamed and bowed, and then I sat down, but I couldn't bend my knee, so I had to put my leg out straight underneath the tucket, you know. In India, you don't really do that. You don't point your feet towards your teacher. So he didn't say anything, right? He just looked at me, little buddy, and then after a few minutes, he gets up, and he walks towards the back of the temple, And the Indian guy got up and walked with him, because he walked like a two-year-old, bong, 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 like this. So in, the people would grab, take his hand and walk with him, you know. So he was walking like this, and the further away he got from where I was sitting, he started leaning on the guy, and worse, like this, you know. And I, it would look like he could hardly walk, and I thought, he's taking on the karma of my knee, you know. So the minute I had that thought, he turned around and he ran back to the tuck-in, and he plops down, he looks at me and said, you thought I was in pain? You wanted to help me? And he pets me on the head. So he didn't say anything about, like, why did you come? Why I told you to come at 4 o'clock? So I thought, you know, I'm just sitting here. I'm getting darshan. I'm hanging out with him. I don't care if he can cut the leg off over here. That's fine with me. So we sat around for a while, and I kept thinking, what's the karma? You know, I used to think about these things. Like, what's the karma of this knee? I wonder what I've done in the past, stepping a hole in Vrindavan, such a sacred city. How could this happen all day long? Yada, 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 yada. So gradually, other people showed up, and so there was this woman sitting there, one of the women in the group, and she had a Bible with her, because he used to talk to us about Jesus. There's this little Hindu guy in a temple. He would talk to us about Jesus. It was like, what is going on here? Yes. You know, it was quite interesting, but that's another story. So anyway, so he grabs her Bible, he opens it up, and he points to this, just like this, read this. So I looked at it, and it was from St. Paul. And it said, in order to save me from the abundance of revelations, it was given to me a thorn in the side. And I beseeched the Lord 3 times to take it from me. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. So Ram Dass and I had t-shirts made up. I forget what they, there's something like, you know, yeah, like, right, we believe, you know. Because what that means is that I've been thinking about this for 45 years. And this is, we're talking about, you know, this is, our inability to really do anything that's for our own sake, that would be good for us, that would lead us to happiness, to openness, to being a good human being, our inability. So the strength of God, of the universe, it's all from that place that all goodness comes. Of course, that place is within us. It's not out there up in the sky, standing around with a long beard and a, you know. That's my strength, capital My. That's the strength of the Lord, is within us, our true nature. And everything good that comes in our lives, everything we accomplish, every openness that comes, every compassionate thought, every helpful thought, every kind thought, it comes from that place. Once again, the ego will never do anything to diminish itself. It's not what the ego does. It wants to live. And it takes credit for all kinds of things. But the Lord said, my grace is enough for you. You don't need anything but this grace. And your weakness, our inability to really do anything on the same level that our bullshit is, to help ourselves, that's the proof of that. And the fact that we're here is grace. And it's the grace pulling us into ourselves. human beings experience being pulled within as longing. Yeah. The t-shirt said proof. That's what a t-shirt proof is now.
Somebody's trying to leave, and these people are blocking.
Oh, somebody's blocking the flow. Somebody's not feeling good. Massachusetts, NE31AA, looks like a Toyota Highlander.
White
Toyota Highlander is blocking somebody who needs to go. If it's your car, please move it. Anybody have that car? Or you just don't know how you got here? A white Toyota Highlander? Okay, thank you. Thank you. So, the idea of grace, that's a hard one for us. You know, we're Westerners, we don't know what grace is. And even if we think about grace, we're taught that grace comes from up in the sky somewhere else. But grace is our natural state. It's who we are, underneath who we think we are, which is is where all the bullshit is, all the problems, is who we think we are, who we've been trained to believe we are by our life experiences, by our parents, by our school, by the students in the school, by the teachers, by the programs, by the place we happen to live, by the culture of that place. This formed us. This is the one lifetime manifestation or, what's the word? This is the karmas that we're born into, and that created who we think we are. But underneath that is the state of grace that we actually are. And once again, Maharaji said, the higher, more subtle states, the deeper states of awareness can't be done by me. It's only by removing the covering of that is already, it shines more brightly. Our personal will, I'm going to go to that state of grace. Me is never going there because me would dissolve in there and I don't want to dissolve. Me is going to go anywhere else but there. But the longing in our hearts to be free of that me-ness, the prison of our thoughts. Every thought is a prison. Every thought is a prison. And you can't think yourself out of a prison that's made of thought. That's the personal me and the personal will. But we do practice to release ourselves from that prison of thought into the open space of our true nature, who we are. That's before we were hurt, before we were traumatized, before we were beaten up, before our hearts were broken. That place is always here. And that's where we want to be. That's where we want to live. But me is that place of trauma, of pain. To be released from that, some practice, whatever that means to you, whatever you do to help yourself is practice. And one thing leads to another.
Thank you so much for listening. This podcast has been brought to you by the Kirtanmala Foundation. Krishnadas is renowned for leading Kirtan, the spiritual practice of chanting, and workshops around the world. For more information about him, including upcoming events, please visit krishnadas.com, krishnadas.com. We also invite you to visit kirtanmalafoundation.org, KirtanwallaFoundation.org. Here you will find more offerings dedicated to spreading the teachings of Neem Karoli Baba. Love everyone, serve everyone. Remember God. Ram Ram.